What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. I've been chilling right now. How you doing?
I'm good. Impossible. Cave Goblin Gregoire.
That's me. I'm just, you know, I've made my home in several caves across the Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. each one of them more cavier than the next one.
That's dope. And your icon is that Spike Spiegel?
That's Spike Spiegel, who is a horribly content-aware scaled via Photoshop. A friend of mine made that, and I have not been able to stop laughing at it, so I decided to give it immortality.
It's very funny.
No, okay, so content-aware scaling anything is probably one of the top ways to immediately get me laughing, because I cannot deal with what that does to people.
So what does that mean?
So, like, I don't know, like, the specifics of, like, why they call content-aware scaling. I'm sure there's a reason for it, but basically, you go on, you take a, say you have a picture of a normal, healthy person, normal, you know, average, mm-hmm. average 18 to 35 year old demographic person. You take him into Photoshop, you content aware scale him, you can turn him into an emaciated, like, demon goblin, like, horrible looking, musty skeleton ass sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of what I got going on with Spike Spiegel here. And I'm glad you took notice of that.
Yeah, how could I not?
I basically forced you to by looking at it.
Yeah.
You have to look at him.
I'm just staring at him for the next hour.
He's trying. he's trying his best. I think you'd just accept him as mm-hmm. he is. Mm-hmm. Let him do him.
He's the silent participant. He's the third member of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, like he says in Cowboy Bebop, Bong. You know, it's his line in the show.
Bebop de Bong.
Bebop, Bebop. That's the show.
It's one of my favorites, you know?
It's my favorite anime. next to Fool Him, Cool Him.
Jim Jorp's Strange, Exciting Times.
Dragon Guy Z, you know.
The Dragon Boys.
Yeah, Dragon Boy Z, you know, mm-hmm. that's the show. That's, you know.
Yeah.
It's the unknown sequel to Bad Boys 2. Dragon Boy Z, or whatever. Fuck! This is off to a good start. I'm having a very good time.
Yeah, this is good.
Oh man, this is the shit. This is what I signed on for.
Yeah, yeah. how you been? I haven't seen you in a few months.
Yeah, it's been a while. Like, I've been hanging out with you. That was a lot of fun when we did the very weird karaoke.
Yeah, that karaoke. I've never seen that before. It had like that. I found out that you could just turn up or turn down the pitch, and I was just fucking with it the whole time.
That might have been probably one of the greatest discoveries. Because, okay, I had never been to that karaoke joint, and I had no idea that there were joints that would let you change the pitch and the tempo. And that fucking killed me.
I have a video on my phone of you doing Hey Ya, and like, it's just slowed down so much.
All right. Fuck. No, but I've been good. I've pretty much been working, and lately it's been hot. And I know like there's probably people listening who are like living in hotter states who are like, it's probably not as hot as like, you know, the sun. And it's like, no, fuck you. How do you know?
But no, you don't know that.
It's, huh?
Yeah, they don't know that.
They don't know anything about the sun. Like, it just hangs up there. Who the fuck invented it?
I don't believe in it.
I don't believe in it. You know, it's up there. Why the fuck? Why isn't it chilling down here, you know, being humble? It's up there, and it's, you know, it's up there and showing off his ass.
Yeah, I think the fuck it's better than
I forgot what tan. Oh, yeah, I was talking about it being hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been hot. I've been basically, like, melting in my room or at work or just basically any time I have to be, you know, existing. And I'm adjusting. I'm not good at heat because I lived in the Northeast for most of my life. So, yeah. Like, I used to live in Buffalo.
Okay.
And it does get hot in summers there, but I'm used to handling, like, really low temperatures and, like, snowstorms.
Yeah.
Like, it's easier for me to get warm than it is for me to stay cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, if it's cold as shit, you know, I can handle that. But if it's, like, anything above, like, 80 degrees, I'm just, like, dying and crying and all sorts of emotions I wasn't prepared to have.
Yeah, no, it's not good. I'm this whole summer, I've just been, like, slowly, like, that whole thing about, like, you know, glass is like, a liquid that's slowly melting, which I think is not actually true, but that's just been me all summer. I've just been, like, slowly, like, changing shape, and by the end of it, like, I'll just be, like, I will be the Spike Spiegel, like...
I swear to God, by the end, like, by the end of this summer, I'm gonna look like reboot graphics. Like, that's what's gonna fucking happen to me. I'm just gonna turn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna melt, and it's gonna reveal like the shitty like purple cube from Reboot. Oh my god!
Like, okay, so when that show was current, it was like so cool. Like, it looked so cool.
No, Reboot and, like, was
it looked
the
like
shit.
Fresh as hell. And then whenever you go back and look at it, it's like horrifying. Like, everyone's eyes are like these like perfect spheres with like creepy eyelids closing over them, and like it's so weird.
That's the best part about looking back at it, though, because in the 90s, you know, you're like, when you were a kid, you were growing up with, like, you know, the internet being fresh as fuck. And, like, what came with that was this whole, all these, like, 3D graphics and all these, like, magazines where you had pictures of, like, Mario beating up Sonic. And, like, it was this really awful, like, Tekken 1 cutscene looking shit.
Yeah.
But back then, that was like, holy fuck, we're going to be living inside of video games in 1997. Just wait. I'm going to.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Reboot. And then Reboot comes out, totally playing on that, you know, kids who are like, you know, hopped up on Fun Dip and Sprite, just like waking up at 9 in the morning, wanting to see like their CC characters fighting video games.
Yeah.
They lived inside of the computer, right?
Yeah. They were like, it was like there were like the binomes who were like ones and zeros, basically. And then there were like the sprites who got to be real people. And they never really explored, like, that was kind of weird.
I thought it was kind of cool what they did try to do with, like, you know, a whole, like, world existing inside of a computer.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder, like, what if they lived in, like, a fucked up, situation where the user didn't clean their computer?
Oh, there were episodes like that later on where there was this they were like where they went to like other systems and like they were just like falling apart and like everyone was slowly dying and it was horrible.
I don't remember that, but that sounds like Reboot. I remember the episode where Enzo wanted to be really smart, but he just made everyone else stupid, so they all became I think that what happened was that they literally all the rest of them just got downgraded.
Yeah. I think that's the one where there's like I think the game in that one. So I guess anyone who hasn't seen Reboot, it's like they go into these Game Cubes, which is kind of funny that there was
it's
a GameCube.
Not the Nintendo GameCube, but it is a purple rectangular shape.
I know, right? How did they not know that? But yeah, I think in that one, it's like an Olympics thing, and like he's the only one who can do. He has to like win on his own because like everyone else is so terrible. And I think I like shared a YouTube clip of that the other day because I was like, this is me playing Overwatch, and it's just like a clip of like all of the like awful like other characters being like, we are helping, and just like grabbing onto people's boots and like slowing them down because they have no idea what they're doing. And that's me with my team when I play that game.
I need to start playing Overwatch at some point and to get me my computer. But no, like Reboot was really cool though at the time, and I honestly still have nothing. I make fun of Reboot now because obviously, you know, of graphics getting way better. I mean, HD is, like, of course, the old graphics are gonna look silly as shit. But I love Reboot because it definitely is like indicative of that whole like specific time period where everyone because like the 90s went real fast, and like everyone's like, oh, do you remember the 90s? Remember the 90s? And it's like, I make fun of that too, but it's also, I get it, because there was just so much shit happening, and a lot of it was specifically just as far as like computers and internet and technology. And Reboot was one of those shows that kind of broke it down at a kid's excitement level.
Yeah.
And then they decided to fucking, like, you know, have the user kill Enzo and instead make him Scorpion for Mortal Kombat or whatever. And then that fucking weird plot line where Enzo becomes like future Enzo and has like a fake eye.
And Andrea has titties.
Yeah, okay, so fucking Andrea, wasn't she like, didn't they like take her from a game?
Yeah, she was a game character.
So basically, like, the computer fucking broke. Like, the computer fucking broke this video game that this person bought. Like, the user. Also, fucked up thing. Like, can you imagine how much it would suck being the user in the Reboot universe? Because, like, you're always losing. Like, 90% of the episodes, you fucking lose.
Well, yeah, and then also if you, like, take it to its logical conclusion, like, it's, like, kind of like Reboot, or, it is Reboot, it's kind of like Toy Story or, like, those other movies where it's, like, oh, what if these things were alive? In Reboot, it's, like, whenever you win a computer game, you're, like, murdering, like, hundreds of innocent people, basically.
Anytime you win in a video game, you're fucking up so many lives.
You turn them into, like, those slugs, like, nulls.
You killed Bob, and you need to live with that.
Yeah.
I'm drafting my call-out post as we speak.
I showed Mia. She's never so Mia Pascal, Mia Schwartz has never seen Reboot. So I like showed her pictures, and I showed her Andrea, like the before and after time skip, and like she was just like, no, this is horrible. I hate this.
It's so... reboot. It's, I need to rewatch Reboot now. And speaking of Reboot, haven't they been trying to reboot, and then it ends up just, like, sucking really badly?
Oh, my God. Okay, so they made a movie, like, a few years after the show ended, and it was really weird. It wasn't terrible, but it was just kind of weird. And then they tried to make, like, a comic a few years after that, and it was really, really bad.
Oh, God.
It was, like, a webcomic that was really badly made.
Let Reboot die.
Yeah.
User got a new computer. Let it die. They just, God. Like, I feel like Reboot is just such a... You can't really bring back Reboot because it was just so...
It was such a product of its time, yeah.
Yeah. But...
Do you ever watch, like, any of those other early... Like, I think a bunch of the shows were made by, like, the same company, like, Mainframe. Like, they also did Beast Wars.
Oh, fucking Beast Wars! Oh, God! Beast Wars. So... I don't remember a lot about Beast Wars, but I remember having a friend who was incredibly obsessed with Reboot, and he later on went on to play in, like, a punk band as we got older, but he was one of my best friends when I had moved to Buffalo, and this was when I was, like, 9 or 10 years old. So, you know, of course, I was target demographic, though, you know, someone who'd want to watch Beast Wars and really badly animated 3D animals turning into, like, fucked up robot things. But he had so many figures, and I didn't have that kind of income, so I thought that was the coolest shit in the world. Because, you know, I wasn't bankrolling in that Beast Wars money.
Yeah.
I wasn't fucking with that quite yet.
Yeah.
And, no, I thought that was so cool. And now I look back at Beast Wars, and I don't know what to think of it.
Yeah.
But, like, it is what it is. Yeah. I have no ill thoughts about it, but I'm just like... I ate this up as a kid. I don't understand. But, of course, that's just because as you get older, graphics get different, and you look back at everything, just slowly looks like Tekken 1.
But all of the, like, a theme that I'm thinking about now between those two shows is, like, whenever they tried to do, like, a sexy lady character, it was just, like, really creepy as hell, and, like, not in, like, an obvious way, just, like...
Yeah, like how everyone was like getting really fucking horny over Lara Croft and Tomb Raider 1.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, remember that? Like, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing about, there's Lara Croft and her pointy poly titties. Mm-hmm. Yeah! We're gonna be fucking video games in the future because, Lara Croft, she jumped! You just had these horny little boys fucking talking about Lara Croft in middle school and how... Oh my God, what a fucking
time. Did you see that Lara Croft's cosplay that someone did that was like that?
Yeah, it was actually like the low poly, like Lara Croft model.
Just like the pyramid titties. It was really good.
Oh God, I want to just bring back like PS1 graphics, just straight up. Everything's good. I want to see The Last of Us rendered in PS1 graphics. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Banjo-Kazooie graphics, complete with like the font and everything.
Yeah.
Just take The Last of Us, let Rare or handle. Or no, let Naughty Dog still handle it, but let them like make it like Crash Bandicoot 1 graphics.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all these dramatic cutscenes and like Joel's face looks all washed out and fucked up.
His head's like twice the size of his body.
Twice the size of his body. He can only do spin attacks.
Yeah.
And, like Ellie just looks like just a matchstick.
Is Crash Bandicoot like the most edge mascot of all time?
No. Well, I guess I was going to say Shadow the Hedgehog, but he's not really a mascot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Shadow has a gun, so.
He has a gun, but he's not a mascot, so Shadow can, like, fuck off. He needs to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow needs to get his life together. I want to support him. I'm going to donate to his Kickstarter.
What's your favorite lesser-known video game mascot?
Oh, fuck. Favorite lesser-known video game mascot.
So you got your Crash Bandicoots. You got your
Bugs. I think Rystar.
Rystar,
because, like, Rystar never gets any props. And he was basically, like, doing the whole Sonic thing for a while. And I think he came... Wasn't there a time when he kind of came close to being, like, Sonic level? But then just, you know, everyone was fucking with the Blue Hedgehog. And not
Sonic was... Sure. As I understand it, Sonic was supposed to be a rabbit at first, and he grabbed things with his ears.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Then they're like, this is the worst thing we've ever heard. And so what's his name was like, okay, he's a hedgehog now and he goes fast. And they're like, exactly. Just like a real hedgehog. just like Bart.
I've seen it, and hedgehogs be moving real all kinds of fast.
No one's ever actually seen one because they move so fast.
Anytime you think you've seen a hedgehog, that's like the after image technique.
Exactly. In Dragon Voice. Yeah. So Rystar was like what Sonic was supposed to be. He's a good boy. He just grabs things.
Yeah, Rystar seems like the kind of dude who would like pick you up no matter what time it was because he wants you to feel good and he wants you to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, no, I like him.
Like, Sonic seems like the kind of person who would, like, take you into town and try to make sure you go to the good restaurants and not the shitty ones, and you're just really hungry and you're kind of sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic, yeah, but Rystar seems like the kind of guy who's just like, oh, there's a Wendy's up the street. If you're hungry, we can just go there.
Yeah.
But, like, Sonic's like, no, we have to go through the good Denny's or something.
That does sound like something he'd say.
Yeah, I feel like Rystar and Tails would be good friends. Like, Tails and Rystar, they just be, like, building planes and, like, talking about, I don't know, cartoons and some shit.
Really?
But there's also, like, the part of Rystar where nobody wants to talk about Rystar because, like, he gets way too into, like, how he should have been. He gets way too into, like, coulda, shoulda, wouldas, and everyone's going to have that conversation where you got to console him.
Yeah.
I could have been Sonic! Ah, fuck! And everyone's like, nah, Rystar, don't get like this. You know how it is. You're not going to be happy. Let's just look. We'll go to that Wendy's you were talking about, and we can chill. And then he's easy to get back on the level of like being cool and everything. He's like, you know, I was fucked up. I'm sorry. Not trying to, but he's got stuff to work through.
Yeah, for sure.
He's doing his best. He gets better every day. Yeah. I trust.
Yeah. How could you not have stuff? Yeah, if you're almost Sonic.
Everyone's got their baggage. You gotta, you know, work through it. Mm-hmm. And Rystar is doing a good job. He's moving up, and he's doing all the steps he's supposed to be doing. He's in good hands.
How are they still making Sonic games, and there's never been another Rystar game?
Because Sega is a fucked up cavern of bad decisions, and that one of those bad decisions
was their
not
motto. Right.
Yeah, their motto is Sega. We're fucked up and drunk and stupid, and we make bad decisions all day. you'll go to Sega Japan, and it's just like, fuck, we're fucking stupid, and we love crap. it says it on a Sega model. You go to a Sega website. It's I'm gonna go to a Sega website.
Type that in.
It's Sega www.sega.com. Yeah, it says we're fucked up and stupid, and we need some crack, and that's what it says.
That's a weird. It's a weirdly long motto.
But apparently, it's working for them.
I mean, it is honest.
It's straightforward, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Finally, someone that speaks their mind.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, someone is not afraid to not be PC.
Am I right?
About fucking time.
This guy knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, this hedgehog knows what I'm talking about.
Hell, Johnny Sega bits over here. Fucking,
I mean, they did make Shadow the Hedgehog. They aren't afraid to go there.
Yeah,
afraid to give a black hedgehog a gun.
They'll make Sonic say damn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Shadow. Sonic would never say damn.
Mm.
Sonic would never cuss.
Dang.
I will. Yeah, he'll say dang.
Chili dogs.
Dang.
Aw,
dang.
Chili dogs.
Chili dogs. My dang sucks. God, I'm fired. I'm in heck. What the F-U double hockey sticks? This is the conversation.
Yeah, wow. It's going places.
I'm having a good time right now.
Me too. I'm very hot. I might be delirious from heat.
No, same. I have my lights off in my room, but it's not helping, and I feel I might die. So if I die in the middle of the podcast,
will be a collector's item then.
There you go. This is the rare podcast, and you'll be talking to my ghost.
Ooh.
Ebenezer, need to finish the podcast. Sorry. Need to finish the podcast.
This is what the future will be like if you never finish the podcast.
Yeah, you die, but your ghost can't go to heaven until you finish a podcast. That's where I'm at. I'm just predicting the future. I'm making waves right now in the industry. I need to start doing more funny voices for shit. I miss doing that.
Yeah.
I don't do that. No, yeah. I actually, like, for a long time, I wanted to do the voice. I actually graduated in broadcasting.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I did college radio for, like, 6 years.
Whoa. That makes sense, though, because your vines are, like, fucking incredible.
Oh, gosh, thank you. I was... I was doing college radio for like 6 years. I did first one was at 91.3 FM WBNY back in my old college in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Then I transferred to a college in Delaware because I moved, and I did some finish out my college radio there. And after that, I do want to get into like voice work and shit, but I kind of put it to the side so I can just like make actual money right now.
Yeah.
So I do want to get like a voice reel put together and all that kind of stuff and try it again.
Nice.
So I was just doing that kind of goofy shit, just, you know, trying to think of a fucking thing to say. Just, I don't know. I can't think of anything.
You know, just funny stuff.
Just kind of funny stuff, you know, doing some of these kind of voices. Don't want to be too problematic or anything, but just so you know, you want to make sure the voices, Adam. Yeah.
So. Voice actors are, like, the best. I love the trend of, like, voice actors, like, just doing, like, reading out, like, posts on Tumblr and just, like, posting them on Vocaroo or whatever. And, like, the few times that someone's done that for one of my posts, it's been, like, the fucking greatest, like, best feeling in the world.
One of these days, I'm going to get, like, a voice actor reading some of my, like, my fucking shit, like, Obama fursona tweet, and it's going to kill me. That'll be the day I die, because I will be choking with laughter, because I want to hear someone with an Obama voice being like, well, what is my fursona? Give me a fursona. I don't know. I can't do his voice. Barry got that. I'm trying my best. Mm-hmm. I like how, like, Undertale got a lot of people doing voice, like, got a resurgence in, like, the voice acting community, because, like, you would see posts about, like, this son says fuck, and it's stuff like that, but I would see, like, 10 different videos Tumblr posts about that. And it's great that you got these, like, this young talent trying to do voice stuff, and I think it's really cool.
No, it's like, I see a lot of people doing that around, like, you know, Space Twinks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, their posts get a lot of that, too, and it's very, very good.
I love Space Twinks. I'm so glad.
They're very good. Past guests. They're super great.
Follow Space Twinks. They're a great friend, and recently they're on this bent about the fucking Sears commercial from the air conditioning commercial from the 90s. I can't live another day without air conditioning. Says tomorrow's going to be hotter, like yesterday. Yesterday you said you'd call Sears. I'll call tomorrow. You'll call now. No, every kid knows that. Everybody who's like the age of like 25 to 30 knows that commercial. Like by fucking heart. And it's so weird. I guess we're going back to the earlier 90s discussion.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's honestly fucked up to me that everybody knows that one commercial, because it would come on every fucking hot ass sticky summer.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. Like, there's all this like detritus of like, I guess this is true for probably like anyone, regardless of when you grew up. But like, because I think we're probably like the first generation of people where we can really easily share that stuff, and like, and people have archived it. And there's, you can, instead of just being like, oh, do you remember that commercial? And be like, yeah. It's like, oh, let's look at that commercial on YouTube.
Yeah. Like, I've seen entire compilations of 90s commercials, and it's such a interesting, like you said, it's just interesting being in a generation where we can just be like, hey, remember this shit? Oh, yeah, let me pull it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And, like, hell, even, like, you even have, like, 80s and 70s commercials, and I'll be looking at that kind of stuff. And it's cool seeing, like, people, like, all these, like, you know, people who are in, like, their 50s or whatever, like, talking about commercials from the 70s. And you'll go into the comments section, and they'll be doing the same things that we're doing. And I think that's really amazing how, like, you know, like, the internet sucks, but it's also cool sometimes.
Yeah, no, I know a few people who do stuff like that. Like, that's their whole thing, is they just, like, like, post that kind of stuff, and it's like, yeah, I do remember that. That was a good commercial.
But, yeah, like, I totally griff on the whole, like, remember the 90s thing. But it's genuinely cool to see, like, people getting jazzed about, yeah, I remember Creepy Crawlies and Double Dare and all that shit. Like, fuck.
Were Creepy Crawlies
Creepy Crawlies!
Was like, that the like, oven thing that you...
Yeah. It was the easy bake oven for boys.
Right.
Boys like to make gross bugs and fucked up things and cousins. You know? And you always had like they would the really goopy sound effects and all that kind of shit, and they'd be baking, they bake bugs, and then they showed their parents, and their parents would be like reading a newspaper, because that's what parents did. They read newspapers. And then they'd be like, oh, gross, a fake bug. You know, fucking freaking out, because no, mom and dad can't handle these fake ass bugs that, you know, they probably bought the machine to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, ain't no 8-year old fucking with that creepy crawler's money.
No, yeah. Where'd they get it?
What the fuck? You trading pogs off the streets?
Yeah.
What the fuck Mikey got? How Mikey got that fucked up, that creepy crawly money? Fucking, he got that. He'd be selling pogs on, that wasn't eBay, what was it? Selling pogs in recess.
Fuck, remember recess? Yeah. Wait, the show or the thing?
The show, both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck, everyone. Recess was dope. And I guess as far as the show goes, the show was awesome. The actual Recess, I remember that shit was cool.
And that's all good. I got to say about it. Yeah. I mean, I remember like you're talking about pogs and like I remember like seeing like, I don't know, a friend of a friend had like Mega Man X pogs. And I was like, like Zodiac, like that anime about like Zodiac characters. I forget what it's called.
Oh god, people are gonna be yelling at me.
Please don't yell at Greg.
Don't yell at me. I don't remember my animes. It's Knights of the Zodiac or whatever.
Yeah, and like I would just see like this is like before you know anything. Maybe Sailor Moon was on TV. Yeah. That was about it. But I would just see these like pogs and be like, "What the fuck is that? Yeah. That looks
back when Moltar was hosting Toonami."
get Cartoon Network in Canada.
Oh, really? So, like, Toonami was, like, going on, like, the first time it came out. I remember when Moltar was hosting the show, and then it turned into Tom.
So, who's Moltar?
Moltar is a Space Ghost character. And you probably, so you probably remember from Space Ghost Coast to Coast, maybe. Yeah. He was the cameraman, so he'd be in, like, the lava pits fucking pulling levers and shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did not have Cartoon Network. So, like, whenever I went to the States, like, I went to Buffalo a lot as a kid, and, like, you know, it would be, like, such a treat to, like, get Cartoon Network.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't invented cartoons yet up here.
you had to unlock cartoons.
We just had Dudley Do-Right. He's the Mountie.
You had to beat New Game Plus in Canada until you get Cartoon Network. Mm-hmm. So, you said you went to Buffalo. Did you ever go to Mighty Taco?
I don't think so, although it sounds really familiar.
God, it's so good. I miss Mighty Taco so much. And, like, it's... All right, for those who don't know Mighty Taco, it's basically like a Buffalo-specific location.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for, like, the 12 years that I lived in Buffalo, I would go there, and it was so good. Like, it's basically trashy taco, like, food. Obviously, Mighty Taco, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But it was basically, like, taco meat meets Sloppy Joe meat, and it just worked.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just give you some basic ass nachos and like, but in Loganberry soda, and it was just really good, and I miss it every day.
That's so. I love like those like regional fast food chains that like only exist in certain parts of the country.
It's super local. Like, there's no Waffle House in Washington. I'm so fucked up over that.
Mm-hmm.
That should get me so mad. I miss Waffle House so much, and I'm sure there's like one in like Bumblefuck nowhere, but I'm not gonna go there. Actual location, Bumblefuck. Mm-hmm.
I think that's the name of the. Isn't that the name of the music festival that they have in Seattle?
Oh no, that's the name of one of the Sailor Moon enemies.
Oh right, yeah.
Yeah, that's Zoe Sight and Bumblefuck.
Mm-hmm. That was the they had to change it for the American one though.
Yeah, that's
they changed it to like Bumblefrick or something.
Yeah, you had Bumblefuck was Zoe Sight's cousin because they couldn't be dating in the show.
Oh right, yeah, and one of them was a girl, but then
they couldn't have that.
Yeah,
they couldn't have girls kissing Bumblefuck.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was so fucked up when I found out. Like, okay, so I basically watched the first like couple of seasons of Sailor Moon like 4 or 5 mm-hmm. years ago, and yeah. I was like, holy shit, there's a character who was like a girl in the US version because mm-hmm. it was like because he was like gay with the other villain, yeah. And they like refuse, they're like, okay, he's just a girl now and he's like feminine enough that yeah. people will buy it.
And his laugh was like, oh, and like yeah. a dub. Like they could yeah, it was Zoe Sight and Malachite or something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that shit. I didn't find out about that until like a year later because I grew up with that. Cause, okay, so I grew up with Sailor Moon coming on in really early mornings when I was leaving the middle school.
Yeah.
Wake up like 7 in the morning and watch Sailor Moon before my bus came. And I remember I remember Zoe Sight specifically because they decided to they had to change him to a girl because, you know, so they gave Zoe Sight this really super shrill voice. Mm-hmm. That I just accepted. But I just remember that laugh just being very, no! Like that one dude from Resident Evil Code Veronica. Were you just talking like this the whole time? Oh! I don't know. But yeah, that was an interesting thing to figure out later. Then they like, God, that dub was on some shit.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad, but it was also just great because he had like. I just remember Sailor Uranus sounding like this the whole time. Please don't take my wheels. Don't take my wheels. I get it. I don't fuck. I'm remembering all this shit now. And I just remember like, please, no, don't take my wheels. And the fuck, it still kills me now. It's on YouTube. I gotta find it. I'm looking at tears in my eyes.
I need
remember.
To hear please. It. Please play it.
Oh god, if I can find it, like yeah. I'm gonna try.
So this comes up a lot on this show, I think, but maybe it's never come up actually. Maybe I've never mentioned it before. But I think about it basically every day. In Canada, there are laws about Canadian media content. So like we have to have like TV and radio stations have to play a certain amount of Canadian content. And like for anime, basically that meant that they had to like it counted as Canadian content, I think, if like it was redubbed by like a Canadian studio. Mm-hmm. So it was done like a few times for Dragon Ball, and like one of them is called like people
the
just call
dub?
It the ocean dub, that I think it's the ocean dub, like the big green dub.
Big green dub, I remember that was what we got in. I think that got ported over to the States before we had a Funimation takeover.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, especially Buffalo, because there's a lot of like crossover there. But
I think we got YTV.
Yeah, but the big green dub was so great because they just like changed the names for all the characters, for all of like the mm-hmm. items, and like everything in the show was like completely different, and the voices were like incredibly inappropriate.
Yeah,
and like now it's all on YouTube and it's so fantastic.
I just remember Piccolo sounding like this the whole time.
That's extremely right on.
And then Vegeta sounded kind of like this. Your father was a brilliant scientist. And and Krillin just sounded like,
Goku, I don't know.
No, the best part about the ocean dub was how they would like, they had to like find ways to make sure nobody actually died. Mm-hmm. And I remember, and then so there's a scene in Dragon Ball Z, the Saiyan saga, where like Tien gets his whole entire fucking ass arm punched off. Yeah. He gets his arm beaten the whole ass off his body. And he goes, just wait till it grows back. Yeah. Flicks me every time I think about it. And then there's like when they would just say like, oh wait, I can see their parachutes, they're okay.
Yeah.
Nappa was just up and blowing up cities. Like, yep. The city sure is lucky that they evacuated. I blew it up. Anyways, I saw the scene, the wheels scene, and I need to set it up. So
yeah.
I can do an audio thing where I can have it play from my speaker, so give me a second.
Yes. Oh, can't believe this. Are you guys all right?
I guess so. No thanks to you.
I'm so sorry. Really? You want me to call an ambulance?
I think we're fine. Call my lawyer.
No, please. I'll lose my wheel.
I'll lose my wheel.
I remember that shit every time. And it gives me so much joy, and I'm glad I could share that.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Oh, fuck. No, that was early Sailor Moon dub with some shit. And I love remembering early dubs because, like, it was... Oh, this is a very 90s podcast. But, again, going back to early, like, anime and shit coming out when, like, nobody was really, like... The only way to get good anime was to have a friend who was visiting Japan and, like, you could give them, like, a blank VHS and they would, like, record.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my brother straight up had a friend who, like, did that for some episodes of the Android Saga back in, like, 95, even though DBZ came out in, like, the 80s. It must have been reruns or some shit. I don't know. But I remember him coming back with a VHS that was, like, from episodes of the Android Saga back when, like, Toonami hadn't even, like, touched, like, the beginning of the Namek Saga or what the fuck ever.
Yeah. Yeah, or, like, I remember there was, like, a hobby store, like, a hobby and, like, model and toy store that sold, like, you know, like, magic cards and, like, like, model, like, tanks and stuff. And then their whole downstairs was just, like, anime VHS rentals.
I said it was Japanimation.
Yeah.
That's the key difference. Back when it was straight up called Japanimation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you'd have these adverts in like video game magazines from like 96 where mm-hmm. like they'd have, yeah, here's some Jeff's Video Game Emporium with Japanimation.
Yeah.
And it had this really like weirdly edgy mascot that was obviously drawn by the one person in their department who could draw.
Mm-hmm.
And like watched like Vampire Hunter D by accident one time.
And it was always like vaguely sexualized. Like it was always like there was always like rumors about like, oh, in this anime there's a titty in it. Like,
yeah, you can see a whole boob.
A whole in this boob. Anime.
Like not half of it, whole boob.
Nope. The whole boob, yep. Just the one, but the whole one.
We got whole boob, we got side boob, we got two boob, we got three boob, we got all kinds of boob going on. Anime, Japanimation. That was the rule, and mm-hmm. that's how you got people to watch anime back
mm-hmm.
then.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember the era of also like really like overly violent movies from Japan coming over, and they would have really like they were already violent by Japanese standards, but they would like come over to America and they just add like they dub it and they would just be swearing for the mm-hmm. hell of it, like, right, I'm gonna punch the fucker's ribs and kill his guts with my ass. And it's like this stuff like that where like. Like I think of the Devilman OVA a lot, where it's like, for no reason, like you'll just have like Ryo and Akira just like being like, Ryo, how the hell are you, motherfucker? And just said that it was like, and then there's the Cyber City Oedo, like, fuck it, I gotta find that on YouTube too. I'm gonna find that while we talk about this
no,
shit.
But yeah, like there are these like in the I mean, I think most of the movies were from the 80s, but then in the 90s, like a lot of them were brought to the States, and like, yeah, the dubs were always like really awkward, but yeah, really like fucking over the top too, just like
it was the best, like
very good.
Mm-hmm. I can't find this name, but no, yeah, you it would. So one of my first experiences with overly gory anime was probably I think I was 13 or 14. And it was summer vacation, so I was just starting my whole ritual of, like, staying up till, like, 4 in the morning and going into, like, nobody channels on cable TV, because mm-hmm. back then, cable. And I think it was, like, channel 456 or some bullshit. And I had accidentally caught Vampire Hunter D, and I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And Vampire Hunter D is just gory as fuck for no reason, and I love it. And I want to rewatch it sometime.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just that whole vibe of just overly indulgent, like Mortal Kombat levels of goofy violence, and obviously some like, you know, not so great stuff sometimes. But just the dub quality alone was one of the reasons I would watch this, because it would just be so like even at like 14 or 15 years old, you're kind of like, why you gotta be cussing this much? Mm-hmm. Like, why you're like going to the library? I want to write this fucking book, dickhead. Like, gotta go to the grocery store. Ah, fuck, I need some flour, dick shit.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Ah. I'm gonna shoot this corn with a gun. Fuck. Ah. I need barbecue sauce for my dick. And just, I don't know. Just stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I love it all the same. And I'm glad everyone knows about it now.
Yeah. No, it's such a rich mine of filth.
It's such a specific period of time too that it's always a blast talking about it with someone else who gets it.
Yeah,
because it's just like you said, it's like a mine. Like you just kind of unearth it in like the lower pits of some cave in a mountain. You find an old VHS with some guy going, ah, fuck, and pulling up shit with his ass or something.
Mm-hmm. That is, yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah,
I remember watching that one.
That's specifically,
yeah,
specifically that
Ass
one.
Manzi.
Ass, the Ballad of the Ass Man.
Mm, mm-hmm.
It was a gory story about Keith and Bunter, and they would go into the woods and swear all night. And then one day they went into the woods and, you know, cause as they were wont to do, you know, they're cussing and swearing and bleeding all over the place because that's what they fucking did. Dickhead shit, fuck. And, you know, that's what they did. And they found a magical sword. And they decided to go to Costco with it, and that's how it ended. It was kind of a fucked up.
It was kind of a letdown.
You thought it was going to be some shit. They just ended up going to Costco and got some of that average pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, no, I'm sorry. I don't mean to beef on Costco pizza. It's pretty good when it's, you know, fresh.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been to a Costco in about 20 years.
I mean, it's still Costco.
Right. I just remember going to one. No, you know, it wasn't a Costco. It was, because no. It was a much smaller one. I think it was in Buffalo, but it might have been. Yeah, BJ's.
Yeah,
in my basement right now, I have a red plastic storage tub filled with old action figures that just says BJ's on the side of it. And I just, like, every time I walk past, I'm just like,
I remember BJ's. Yeah, yeah, everyone did that. We'll go get some BJ's and bolt. I was doing that shit. No, we had a BJ's right behind the McDonald's in the shopping center in Buffalo. Right on Transit Road, I think.
Some local Buffalo references.
Yeah, Sheridan and Transit Road.
You used to go shopping at Tops.
Fuck, Tops never stops.
Does it still exist?
I want to say it exists, but I don't know. I think Wegmans still exists.
Shit.
I just remember Wegmans was basically like the QFC of Tops. No one knows what the fuck. Yeah.
Like, someone would have to have lived in Washington, Buffalo.
Yeah, Tops was like the food line of Kroger's, and then you get the QFC of the Safeway back in time through the Fred Meyers all the way. I don't know any fucking other chains.
There is a fun fact is that there is a drugstore or grocery store chain in Toronto or in Ontario called IGA, and it's all capitals. So whenever I go there, which I haven't done in like 10 years, but I always think of the Castlevania guy. Iga, isn't that his name?
I don't know, actually. My gamer credit's going down. I don't remember any of the Castlevania villains.
No. The guy who makes the Castlevanias. Koji Igarashi.
Oh, so IGA?
Yeah.
I don't know shit.
He also did the grocery stores, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, so you got Castlevania. You got Alucard working
diversifying, yeah.
I got Alucard behind the register. It's just like, my father made me work here. my shitty dad, Dracula, owns this Tops, and it's fucking making me work overtime today. I wanted to go to a concert.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Dracula is a shitty dad.
Dracula's a bad dad. I don't trust him.
I mean,
would you trust Dracula?
Eva Problems wrote this post, wrote this essay about Dracula and Alucard for Zeal like a year or two ago, I think.
I should really read that.
I'll find the link. I'll post it in the show notes. But it's very funny. It's just like,
I love Ava.
Yeah, she's very good.
Ava's a great person. all of our friends are
Dracula's good. Bad though.
Dracula sucks. Our friends are good. Dracula's not our friend.
Yeah, there's no overlap.
I've tried being homies with Dracula. You just can't. Like, he's always on some shit. Like, and he doesn't turn into bats. Like several bats. Not even one bat. You know. If you're gonna turn into one bat, I can live with that. Maybe two bats.
I can keep track of one bat.
Yeah, I can keep track of like one or two bats that at max. Then you start turning into a bunch of bats. Well, you're just being excessive. You're being wasteful.
Yeah,
you're gonna lose one of those bats. You're gonna have no pinky finger because
right.
Of it.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Yeah, that just as many bats as he came in
the
with.
Dick bat is gonna be missing. He's like, dang.
Shit, my dick bat.
Oh, Dragon Balls.
I'm a dragon. Oh, dragon guys. Dragon boys. My dick bat fell off, and now I can't.
Chili dogs.
Now I can't have sex with my fucking wife. I don't know. Does Dracula have a wife?
I think he did at one point. I think that's how Alucard exists.
I guess so. I thought Alucard is one of those situations where, like, you're born out of my hatred for. You're born out of my hatred for this one waitress who didn't give me my toppings correctly. And now I'm minorly irritated, and that's how you were born.
Mm-hmm.
And Alucard was just like, whatever, Dad, I don't feel like doing that shit. I'm going to go skateboard. And that's how Castlevania started.
And that's what Symphony of the Night is about.
There you go. Symphony of the Night. Alucard wants to skateboard. Dracula's saying no. Who the fuck are you to stop Alucard? Nobody. Yeah. You're Dracula. You're like 50 bats minus like two that you lost because you're an idiot.
How many? What's the maximum number of bats that you think you could beat in a fight?
Okay. So if I was how drunk do I get to be? Like convention drunk or like responsible like wine event drunk?
Let's say wine event, yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be like, no, I'm handling my shit. I'm coherent. I'm a little tipsy, but I've decided, because this is a wine event, I want to impress.
Yeah.
But then these shitty bets happen, and I got to say I could fight at least 15 bets at a wine event that I had to, like, you know, because I had to, you know, where by the end of the night I could drive, but I don't want to drink anymore because I have to make sure I stop drinking very early.
Yeah, I feel like that's a very realistic sober assessment.
Yeah, because I want to make sure that I can fight all these bats, but I don't want to fall over. But I want to have fun doing it. If I had to, I might as well be a little, like, sloshed, just a bit.
No, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, because the good thing is, at least we know that nobody wants these bats around, so no one's trying to stop me.
Yeah.
And you know, they're not cool bats. They're like Dracula bats, so they're just, you know, I'm Dracula bat. Fuck.
They're parts of Dracula,
like,
yeah.
They're parts of Dracula fighting around, so you're like, I'm Dracula. I'm here to fuck up this whole vibe. Dracula's showing up. Messing up everyone's good time. I'm up here. I'm trying to celebrate my friend's wedding. And Dracula showing up, turning into at least 15 bats. Maybe 16. But I can take them.
If it's 17, you're fucked. But
17, like, I can't do that. You're asking too much of me. Now, if I'm convention drunk, I could take on maybe 30 or 40.
So, do you go to many conventions? Like,
I do.
What kind of conventions do you go to? Anime conventions? Furcons?
I've been to Furcons, and they are actually really fun.
I've heard that.
Like, I've gotten pretty drunk at some, and it's been great. Last one I remember was RF, which was Rainforest, and that was the one that ended up getting canceled, and I feel like I'm still fuzzy on the details of that shit, because like, one, for one, I was inebriated most of that convention, but number two, I feel like there's just so much shit that happened that, like, like, there's some shit about, like, a door that got drilled into, and then this general was breaking shit, and then somewhere along the line they were like, fuck it, we're gonna go to Spokane, and then they didn't. I don't know if I really care to do the research. But long story short, I could punch like 40 bats at that convention if I wanted to. So there you go. That's the ratio. That's the exact ratio. It's like, okay, convention drunk, or like, what was the other one? Wine event. Drunk. Yeah. This has been a fun podcast.
It's good. Let's just stop and appreciate that for a second. Let's just take it in.
Let's have a moment to just, you know.
Yeah,
gotta vibe with this. You know, it's gotta. Let's just breathe it in.
Yeah.
Dear listeners, just thank you for being with us on this wonderful time. Just allowing us to share. I'm not gonna lie, I'm honestly like somewhat half paying attention at the same time, because I'm trying to fucking find the Cyber City Oedo. I really want to find it, because it's like, I had to find it. I just totally forgot
about that.
It's just because he just cusses for no reason. And they're talking about vampires at the same time, too. So it's like,
I'm thinking of a movie similar to that. It sounds similar, that I watched a couple of years ago. And I can't remember the name. And the one scene that I can remember, I don't want to Google, because it's like, it's like about demons. It's like about, there's like a demon world and a human world, and like they're having some like meeting or like diplomacy meeting, but like someone's assassinated. And like the scene I remember is just like this lady demon being like hypnotizing a man into entering her like enormous vagina. And I'm not like entering, inserting his bat.
His bat.
But like walking into, and I don't really want to search anime large vagan
walking into.
Yeah.
Also, I found a clip.
You found a clip?
I found the thing I was talking about. So let me go ahead and lay this shit on. And I'm not gonna give it any like setup. So here we go.
Hey, Benton. Don't crap your pants if you see a vampire out there.
Get lost. You wouldn't recognize a goddamn vampire if one jumped up and bit you on the end of your fucking dick. So get on my back.
Oh my god.
and that's what we call cyber
Oh my god. That voice was like Joey Wheeler voice from like the Yu-Gi-Oh! Like it's like the voice that like every like American like Brooklyn character from an anime has in a dub.
Hey,
like
Hey Yug, I'm walking here. Hey,
whoa, I got a duel monsters. I can't do it, but you know.
I'm walking here. I'm gonna go to 45th Street and battle me a vampire. Hey, oh. Hey, my dick. Hey.
Hey, you're biting my dick.
Hey, you're biting my dick.
Well, that's gone too cartoon Italian, I guess, but it's very this messy boundaries.
Any like cartoon New York
it's
voice.
It's a spectrum, you know. Yeah. The movie that I was thinking of is Wicked City.
I want to see this now.
It's not good.
A glowing endorsement.
Bad. It's not good. The best part of that movie is that at the very beginning, some lady turns into like a spider and like crawls out down the side of a building, and then it's just all downhill from there.
So that's like the best part. It's like the only like part of the movie everybody wants to watch.
If you search "Wicked City Spider," Spider Lady or something, Spider Woman, there's a clip of that.
Wicked City Spider. I'm going to search on YouTube like right now. Oh, there it is. All right. That's sex happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's sex. And then she's sleeping. All right. I'm checking this out. Looking at this clip. Oh, she's evil. Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. I see claw. Oh! Oh no! Oh shit! She's transforming. Oh my god! Someone's gonna die. Oh my god!
Yeah, it's that's the best part of the movie. So they get it out of the way really quickly, and then it gets really weird and bad.
I kind of get you talking about there.
Yeah.
Oh, she's turning into spiders.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
Well, we could wrap up there if you like.
Yeah, let's wrap up. We can wrap up on the me screaming about, oh shit, spiders getting killing dudes.
Yeah. Can you hit me with the vampire clip again?
Absolutely. Just so we'll end on that note.
Yeah.
Send it to your plate again.
We'll play it again, but before you do, where can people find you on internet?
You can follow me at twitter.com/JetGregoire. That's where I do a lot of my posting. I'm also Jet Gregoire on Tumblr. And as you can see, I tend to, unify my brand. I tend to like to make sure I'm easily reachable.
That's good.
And, here it is. Jack Gregoire on Twitter and on Tumblr. But I also have my art blog on Tumblr, which is Nas Duke, if you're more of that kind of thing, into that kind of thing, because I do love to draw. And I actually do also have a art collection out, if you are down with that sort of thing, on itch.io/Jack Gregoire, or whatever. It's my pinned tweet on my...
I'll put it in the show notes, too, so people can find it. But yeah, people should definitely download that. Your art fucking rules, and people should give you money for it.
Aw, friend. All right.
This was so fun.
This has been awesome, and I will play the clip for people one last time.
All right, play us out.
All right, I will play us out. Let me go ahead and get my shit set up, and here... Hold on, I can do this. I'm trying my best. All right, here we go.
Hey, Benton, don't crap your pants if you see a vampire out there.
Get lost. You wouldn't recognize a goddamn vampire if one jumped up and bit you on the end of your fucking dick. So just get off my back.
Woodland Secrets is hosted by Merritt Kopath and produced and edited by me, Nick Bravo. The podcast is made possible by funding on Patreon, where you can get access to bonus episodes of the show and other perks. Please consider supporting our work at woodlandsecrets.co/support. If you want to help people find out about the show, you can rate and review us in iTunes, or tweet about the show mentioning @woodlandpodcast. Thanks for listening.